Do you know, there is Lingsir Wengi, a Javanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Wing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
In a very general sense, mother tongue is someone's native language or the first language of someone. It is commonly the first language that is taught by parents to their children, or a language that is used mostly in a family. In the broader sense, especially if we associate it with Indonesian linguistic perspective, the mother tongue is the regional language or local languages itself. Because in Indonesia, mother tongue in the most family is the regional language. So if we talk about the mother tongue here, we talk about the regional language. The trend is nowadays seem to be going the opposite. Yeah. More and more family use Indonesian as their native language. So your mother tongue is Indonesian, of course.
Okay. So, yeah. Although apparently, ideally, I should my mother tongue should be Nias language, right?
Indonesia to the world. Well, this is right time for me to share you our information. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs is utilizing online training to meet the digital talent creation target amid the government's budget efficiency policy. Head of the Ministry's Human Resources Development Agency, Bonifacius Wahyu, conveyed that the online training mechanism is similar to the implemented during the COVID-19 pandemic, with all activities carried out by using teleconferencing application. He also said that the number of digital talent targets remains the same and it doesn't change. However, if this training, training is converted to online. According to him, it is also possible to offer digital skills training online to produce digital talents in Indonesia. And then moreover, there are only a few materials that require face-to-face activities, so the budget spending can be more targeted.
Thank you. Tuhan telah mencetak semua. Kau panggil satu-satunya yang tersisa. Proklamator tercinta,
thank you. makanan khas dari mereka. Ya, terbuat dari
Majeko tu is a typical snack of Andrekang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Thank you. Voice of Asia.
From Indonesia to the world. You are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, full of information, full of social cultures, as far as our feature, and even our updated information, as well as Indonesian shows that would like to accompany you for many hours ahead. Wow, that's great. Well, you know what, we still have also another hour, you know, wise words. Yes. Now, the wise words that we have to share you is from Raden Ajeng Kartini. She said, sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. Raden Ajeng Kartini is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men.
Terbendung lagi waktu itu. Lama memang ku tunggu kedatanganmu, sobat karibku. Datang telegram darimu 2 hari yang lalu.
Tunggu aku
di stasiun kereta itu 1:00. Sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum rindu. Traffic light aku lewati, lampu merah tak peduli, jalan terus asik. Di depan ada pelantas, wajahnya begitu buat tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas tancap gas. Sampai stasiun kereta pukul 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba pukul berapa? Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam mungkin biasa. Kereta itu 1:00. Ku pacu sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum lindung.
aku lewati lampu merah tak peduli jalan terus. Di muka ada pelantas, wajahnya begitu buat tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas tancapkan sampai stasiun kereta pukul 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba pukul berapa? Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam, cerita lama. Sampai stasiun kereta pukul 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba pukul berapa?
Many people may know Ende Volle Kelimutu. the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leader in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sao Atalaki and Sao Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajabuuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house. They are Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhibited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for Musyawara or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held the traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lealako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lealako itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lealako ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offering to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do tenda sau ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan lekepera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedak Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides the stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedak Kanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga, rumah tempat tumuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua is Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do tandak and gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, IS Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut, no preservatives, mind you.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening. Thank you.
Hello dunia, selamat malam minggu. Beri malam yang tak terlupakan, menyentuhmu dengan rasa indah. Wangi aroma istri berdua.
Bagi aku telepon.
Hello.
Kau apa seni nanti malam? Sebut jenam nom nom shopping. Ternyata kau
here we go.
Pelindo Solusi Logistik as a subholding of state-owned port company, or Pelindo, is preparing various social programs as a form of the company's concern for the surrounding community ahead of Ramadan 2025. Senior Vice President of Corporate Secretariat of Pelindo Solusi Logistik, Kiki M. Hikmat, in a company press release in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained that as a part of social initiatives, Pelindo Solusi Logistik will prepare a number of special programs that will be implemented in the coming weeks. Chairman of Commission 6 of the House of Representatives, or DPR, Adhistarya Suryo Sulistyo, has said that the 3 million houses construction program could open opportunities for the cement industry amid rising raw material costs and a limited infrastructure budget. Adhistarya asserted that the presence of precision interlock brick innovation, which is a green cement derivative product of PT Semen Indonesia, is expected to be a solution to support the government's program in providing decent housing for people that is environmentally friendly. Adhistarya, as quoted from the statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained that the problem of excess production capacity, increasingly price competition, and changes in government policies related to infrastructure development increasingly require cement industry players to continuously innovate. Well, listener, that's a news line.